actually about hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about how people take care of the hair, how people don't, you got to pay to get washed.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know about hair color.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I feel like, you know, we go to store, we buy permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Does that really, and for those who don't want to go gray or any other color.
Mm-hmm. Well, permanent, nothing is permanent. So you, when you coloring your hair, you either doing a semi or a demi color. It's not permanent because your hair has to grow. You know, the new growth. So you're always going to have that gray that comes in. So basically you just want to get, a coloring that is going to cover the grays just for that moment.
Okay.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, but nothing is never permanent.
Welcome to Grind and Unwind. We're asking Erica about hair care.
Yes. Y'all know that's my favorite. I don't care about nothing else. Your hair is, that's your crown. Yes. Your hair is your crown. You have to take care of it. I feel as though like certain styles and certain stuff, that's trends. Even like, I'm real big on like, everybody normally follow whatever trend is out. I don't mm-hmm. follow whatever trend is out. I stay focused on what's going to be forever. Longevity, life, okay. Which is real hair, healthy hair, hair care.
So how do you feel about when people get, what are your thoughts on people wearing wigs or even, so they're not having their hair, they're trying to do, I guess, protective hairstyles. So they mm-hmm. wear wigs or the, I guess not even the wigs, it's the glued wigs, I guess you glue down.
Yeah, I feel as though when it comes to wearing the wig, if you have a whole head full of hair, just cornrow your hair down, get a glueless wig, because you got to think, when putting wigs on, it still doesn't look as natural. So just putting that glue around your perimeter and then, you know, having it sealed to your, that's not healthy. I feel as though wigs are for people that have alopecia and people that have cancer because they have no hair right there. Okay. So it's, you know, you're not losing anything. But if you have hair around your perimeter, you should leave a little bit of your natural hair out and, you know, get a glueless wig. And just cornrow your hair. And that way, when you wear the wig, you're wearing it if it's just for convenience, but your hair underneath is healthy. It's taken care of, you know.
Do you think they should have a cap or something underneath there, or can they wear it straight to the hair?
Well, I feel as though you can braid it up and put a cap on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You could braid it up, put a cap on it. You could braid it up and take it off without the cap on it, because if you're not wearing it all day, you might just want to come in the house and just take it off, you know.
What about people that have, what about like cutting, keeping your ends clipped? Do you feel like that is something people should be doing on a regular? Or I know some people just say, it doesn't cut my ends.
I feel as though when it comes to hair care, you supposed to at least trim your hair, I would say, every 2.5 to 3 months, depending on how fast your hair grows. Because you have to trim your hair in order for your hair to grow. Because if you don't trim it, it starts splitting up the hair shaft. So you'll have new growth that's growing, but the hair that's on the ends that you're not taking care of is just splitting up straight up the hair shaft. So it's actually not, you're not taking care of it. So that's why you have to go. I'm not saying every time you go to the salon, get your hair trimmed. Depending on how much or how fast your hair grows, get that trim every 2.5, every 3 months.
You know, it's getting hot out here. So what do you recommend for somebody as a protect? What do you consider as a protective hairstyle?
I feel as though a protective hairstyle is, like, because I do a lot of natural hair, I feel as though wearing your natural hair, keeping it treated, you know, like the Jill Scott look, the natural fro, afro. I feel as though ponytails, they don't have to be tight, whereas they're pulling your follicles back on your hair, something soft, something sleek. And I also do recommend braids if you have a braider that is licensed.
Okay.
Which that braider knows the anatomy of hair.
Mm-hmm.
They know not to make your braids too tight around your edges, your perimeter. People without a license don't know that.
Now, Mike, when it comes to braids, do you mm-hmm. feel like there's, I see all this stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one braid style better than another as far as protective versus knotless box braids or twist? I hear there's so many different things.
I feel as though me just because I actually started doing hair when I was 8. So I started out braiding. That's when the Poetic Justice braids was out, Janet Jackson, the Pixie braids and stuff. So I always braided for healthiness and the hair care of it, meaning not too tight around the edges. And I don't think that it's a difference far as, like you said, knotless, the box braids. It's just knowing, you know, not to put them too tight.
Okay.
Not to get them so, so long that they're weighing down your hair. And like I said, sometimes stuff is just for a look.
Okay.
It's not for hair care. Okay. So, you know, some people do that just for that look. That's what they look. But I don't understand how you can sleep like that with the long braids.
Yeah, I don't either. Earlier you talked about, you know, if you have colored hair and shampoo. I think do people realize they need a special shampoo because your hair is colored? Or
You definitely need a special shampoo when your hair color. You can't use regular shampoo when you're on like a natural color. If your hair is blonde or if your hair is red, pink, green, blue, whatever, you have to use a moisturizing colored shampoo and conditioner so that their hair can stay in that healthy stage, stay vibrant, you know, not looking dry and brittle. Okay. You know, you can't use regular shampoo on colored hair.
Okay.
So when it comes to purchasing products and stuff like that, it's an investment. Okay. You understand? Like, color is an investment.
It is.
When you get your hair colored, that's an investment.
It
because
is.
Now you going to another level. So you got to be able to take care of it. And you don't want it to look dry and brittle.
Mm-mm.
That's not cute.
No, it's not. Your color always is very vibrant.
Thank you.
Yes. Any recommendations? Like you said, to treat it. What would you recommend somebody? Is there certain products or certain things? Because I guess, can you overproduct your hair? Because I see people buy all this stuff for your natural hair. Can you buy too much product?
Yeah, you can, because, you know, too much product clogs up the pores. So you don't want to put a whole lot of, you know, product in your hair. You just basically, you know, get that whatever hair texture you have, whether it's fine, medium, coarse. You want to make sure that whatever product that you're picking up, you know your texture of your hair. You know, get the product that's, you know, best for your hair type and go from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But like a lot of my clients, you know, I resell certain products to them that I feel as though, because, you know, we have to have licenses to get certain stuff. Everything you can't be bought from the hair store, Target or whatever. They do have black products in Target that, you know, the celebrities and stuff market without a license. They don't even have, so they just market them. Because they don't even have a license.
They
so I'm like,
don't.
Yeah, y'all don't even have a license to tell somebody what they need to use for their hair.
It's just a
marketing thing for them.
Well, I'm glad to know, because I also wonder about the hair color. Can you over process your hair with too much? Because sometimes it says dye your hair every 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-mm. I definitely don't color my hair no every 4 to 6 weeks. Okay. I'll go, I'll probably color my hair every 8 weeks.
Okay.
Like 8 to 12 weeks. And when you color in your hair, you're only supposed to be coloring the new growth. The color that's not, you know, not the color on the ends. The color on the ends supposed to, you know, you trim it off.
Okay.
But, you know, when recoloring your hair, you're just supposed to be doing the new growth.
That's why it's recommended to go to a licensed individual to do your dye of your hair.
Yeah. You should always want to go to a licensed individual, not even for just coloring your hair, just somebody to take care of your hair. Because the older we get as African-American, our hair thins out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Does other cultures do the same thing with their hair too?
I feel as though when we get into multicultural, I feel as though when they get their hair cut or colored, they come every 4 months.
Okay.
So, you know, they don't get their hair because they go home. We as African American, we look for style.
Yes.
They don't look for the style. They just want the cut and the color. So they basically, when they get a service done, they'll come every 3 months, every 4 months. The clients that I do have, they come every 3, every 4 months just to get a color retouch or a cut, a haircut. You know, a haircut.
No, definitely. Just for our audience listening, I'm pretty sure they're wondering those questions as well. So anything you would, like right now the summertime is coming. Anything we should be mindful of with the heat?
Definitely you want to stay in the salon more in the summertime because of the heat. You need moisture.
Okay.
Your hair needs moisture. It's not the winter. You're not really in the house a lot. You know, you're out. You're in the sun more, you know. So, yeah, you definitely want to be in the salon at least every 2-3 weeks.
What about washing your hair? How often do a person supposed to averagely wash their hair? I mean, I know we could talk about from different backgrounds. Is there a certain time when you should be getting your hair washed if you're doing it yourself?
Yeah, I feel as though you should wash your hair at least every 2.5-3 weeks.
Not every week, as some things we see online. Now,
I would say every week if your hair is short.
Okay.
Depending on the look that you're going for. Okay. But no, you don't need to wash your hair every week.
So it really depends on the styles that people are doing, that they're doing so much. You should technically leave your hair alone.
You definitely should leave your hair alone. Especially, I feel as though also when you are, if you're in a salon every week, really, you must not want to be the type of person to touch your hair. Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing about hair.
Okay.
So that's where I feel as though people who don't really have the kind of skill set to be able to do their own hair a little bit, you know, they the ones that come to the salon every week.
I saw something, I Googled hair, you know, before speaking with you, and you couldn't imagine how many people online are telling you without a license what to do with your hair and different hairstyles you can do, but there's no maintenance of care.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I never understood that. I'd be like, what is going on out here? But like I said, it's a different generation, and I feel as though they're chasing money. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell somebody how to take care of their hair or what to do with their hair if you don't have a license. Hair starts with the anatomy of hair. You have to know the anatomy of hair.
So if I'm looking for a new hairstylist, what are some things, some questions or some things that I might need to ask as I'm doing my research?
I would ask, you know, first of all,
how... If I want healthy hair.
Yeah, I would always ask, you know, your stylist, you know, what do they specialize in?
Okay.
I would ask them, you know, what is, like we were just talking about, the maintenance of taking care of, you know, my hair, you know, because everybody wants to know if they're able to put that in their budget. Mm-hmm. Because I feel as though taking care of your hair, that's a bill.
It is expense.
You know, that's an expense. But it's also expense that professional women...
Otherwise, we're gonna have little pricks on top of our head.
Yeah. And if you have a certain lifestyle and a certain, you know, what I want to call, a certain look or something, you know, you want to keep your hair up.
Okay.
Yeah. And even if it's natural, that don't mean being in a salon, getting it pressed out and blow dried every 2 weeks. My natural clients, I only want to see them once a month.
Do you feel like as a person of, I'm black, a person of color, do you feel like it's hard for us to accept our own or any other cultures, accept our own natural hair that we have, that we've been so accustomed to?
Yeah, I feel as though it's a lot of people that just won't accept their culture.
I would love to go natural, but I'm just so, it's like, I don't know what to do with it. Yeah. You've gotten so used to being straight or so much.
But I feel as though a lot of people are bracing more of their natural curl pattern now, which you should, especially if it's healthy. Mm-hmm. You can wear your natural blowout. And then you have, you know, the women that don't want to be natural, you know, that still want to get, you know, relaxes and stuff. But everybody have their preference.
Now, we've heard mixed reviews about relaxers. Are they as bad as what people make it seem like? Cancerous, all these issues, you know, it's not good for you.
Yeah, I feel as though like the relaxers that's on the shelf in the stores, they're not good for you because you're not supposed to mix the chemical.
Okay.
Yeah, so those box relaxers, and you never know how long they've been on the shelf.
So it's always best. That's why it's always recommended to go
to the salon. Yeah, you shouldn't even be putting a relaxer in your hair at home anyway. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't have no license. You're not, seriously, let's keep it 100. You don't got no license, and you damaging your hair, and you doing something that's going to harm you in the end when you think you're doing something that's benefiting you, when at the end, really at the end, it's harming you.
I like that because, you know, sometimes we talk about living this lifestyle and maintenance this lifestyle, and we always talk about, oh, it's expensive here or there, but it's no different than getting your nails done, no different than maintenance in your feet or your clothing. You know, going to the doctors. Your hair is something that is going to, first thing a person is going to see. So why wouldn't we invest into our hair?
I don't know. I don't know why people don't do it, but some people just don't do it. It's not a necessity to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people just don't do it. And it's okay for the people that don't do it.
No, that's okay.
Definitely. Yeah, it's okay. But I feel as though.
Don't criticize those that want to take the time
to
invest in that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because you have women that, you know, everybody look at things differently in life. Mm-hmm. You know, what they want to invest in, what they don't want to invest in. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though your number one priority, especially if you out here buying material, designer and stuff like this, but you're walking around and your hair is not healthy, you don't have any edges or nothing like that, that's not a healthy lifestyle at all.
It isn't. It really isn't.
You know, because your value for things are more important than yourself.
Preach, Erica. Yes, this has been really good. I hope that, I know people are going to get a lot out of this because we just don't know some of this stuff. We naturally see this, all these hair products. They make millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
What about when people want to buy good weave? Can you just go to a store and buy some good weave? Is there a different level? Like I see they have, or maybe go back to wigs, because I see there's densities, mm-hmm. like 150, 180. Is mm-hmm. there certain levels?
Well, everything is, you know, on the market to be sold.
Yes.
And I feel as though, you know, depending on, like, you got Indian hair, Brazilian hair, you got all types of, you know, different types of curly hair, straight hair. Basically, it's just whatever that, whoever's selling that, if it's a hot commodity, definitely. It's expensive. You're going to have to pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I feel as though that, you know, people need to get back into dealing with stylists with a license.
Definitely.
Yeah, you should not be going to nobody who do not have a license. They should not be touching your head, especially if you want to call yourself bougie.
So let me ask you this question. You've been doing this for a while. We're not asking you to call out any of your clients, but have you encountered or have someone told you horror stories or anything that you could share of why what happens to people's hair, not dealing with people with a license?
Yeah, a whole bunch of people come to me when they can afford to come to me to get their hair done.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot afford to get their hair done with me because of my price.
Mm-hmm.
But they go and somebody else messes up their hair, but you've been lowballing yourself
mm-hmm.
when in actuality, now you got to pay for me. I got to fix it again.
Yes.
So the back and forth, I dealt with that a lot. Okay. I dealt with that a lot in my career. But guess what? I don't deal with it anymore. At this chapter mm-hmm. in my life, mm-mm. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not fixing nothing. Nobody did. Especially if I already invested my time in to doing something. I'm not doing that no more.
I must say, we talk about prices for hair, you know, visiting a salon. I think that working with you, I've seen how you do different things for your customers that are loyal. I think you always hear negative about hairstylists, but there are some customers who aren't even loyal.
Yeah.
Who just wants to get over
yeah,
as well.
And that's why, and I feel as though at this chapter in my career, I have, you know, each chapter in life as a stylist, I have grown.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though in order to grow, you got to let go.
Okay.
So, and I feel as though my clients who are my clients, they're still my clients for years.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if my prices went up,
mm-hmm.
they're still my price. They're still my client. Now, customers is a different story. That's how you know who your customers are. Your customers are those, if your prices go up, they not with you no more. They only for you for the price. Okay. That's a customer. Okay. And it's okay.
It's okay.
Long as you know the difference.
Okay.
But yeah, my loyal clients, that, you know, longevity, they're loyal.
Are you doing any more internships? I know you've done that in the past. Are you doing any of that this year?
Now, I will never do probably another apprenticeship ever again. I've learned my lesson. Uh-huh. That's all I got to say about that one. Because, you know, I'm not big with not. That's all I got to say about that. Never again will I do an apprenticeship. Now, I have did someone came in from a school and watched me and, you know.
So are you open to people reaching out to you to do that? Or is there certain times that you're doing that? Or
mm-mm, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing apprenticeships no more. Even though I have that, you know, that under my belt, I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay.
You know, I'm only because at this chapter in my career, I'm not able to babysit.
Okay.
I'm not able to babysit. And I feel as though when you're doing apprenticeship and stuff like that, you're investing into someone that you think is going to be an asset.
Okay.
And if after it's over, you become a liability because you don't want to take the walk to go get your license.
Okay.
It's no benefit in it. Okay. Because if I'm leading you to do something, I want you to do it the right way, all the way. Not half step. I don't do stuff. I don't half step nothing.
Would you like to leave us with anything else before we end?
Just make sure you guys, when you're looking for a stylist, they have a license. That license is right over top of their mirror, you know, on that station. And make sure that, you know, the stylist is, you know, taking care of your hair. Because when it's all said and done, you're going to want to wear your real hair.
Yeah, you will.
Because some certain stuff are trends.
Yes.
So stay on top of your own God-given crown.
Thank you, Erica.
You're welcome. Yeah, that was awesome.